Tell me about the bases. We're talking about Area 51 down there in Nevada and other areas in Arizona.
Yeah, I'm not an expert in those things, but I know that a couple of years ago when I went to a crash conference in Las Vegas, that Ryan Wood and his father, Dr. Robert Wood, arranged a briefing for me on Area 29. And it was fascinating. And all it does is reinforce my A, desire, and B, insistence that that we get disclosure and find out what's going on. Because I'm convinced that the technology is much, much more advanced than we've been told, and that there may be some experiments being carried on in genetics that the American people wouldn't approve of. And these are all things that that we have a right to know about. At that same conference, one of the presenters, I forget which one it was at the moment, said that they had developed a system under which if the leading edge of an airplane was electrified, that it reduced the drag by 80%. Well, I mentioned this to one of my other contacts, and he said, "Well, I knew that there was something there, but I didn't think the number was that high." Well, is this something that's commercially viable or not? Even if it was 20% or 40%, if it's commercially viable, then every plane manufactured in the world in the last few years should have had it installed in order to reduce the amount of oil consumption and pollution. But how can you deal with things when you don't have the information? And I've said from the beginning, 5 years ago, how can you really rationally discuss policy issues about a subject when the United States government, according to the United States government, UFOs don't officially exist? Mm-hmm. And you know, it's really ludicrous. And I know there will be a lot of relieved people when they say, "Well, yes." I think there was an article in the Washington Times this couple of days ago, where Stephen Bassett had said something about disclosure, and that if the United States doesn't hurry, then maybe some other country will be the first. And he had suggested that the Chinese might be first to disclose. So I don't know, and I think would. The United States has really the responsibility, having been involved for the longest and the deepest, to be the first to say, "Yes, we acknowledge this this presence and this fact, and we acknowledge that we've been working in these areas for a long time, and we're going to start disclosing what's been going on." And if some of the secret patents that have been filed in the last 25 years relate to things that are in the human interest, they should be examined by somebody carefully, and it can be secretly done by a panel in the first place. And if it's something that's good for the world and that's good for the protection of the world and for the future of the world, then those ideas should be made available to help save the planet and to make it a better place to live.
Paul, the folks who've told you about ET presence, the people you trust, have they described the craft at all, what they look like, how they function?
Well, they're various configurations, as you know. These things have varied according to people who have seen them. From the Fufu fighter things during World War II, which were a very, very small diameter and probably robotic, remotely controlled, through to vehicles a mile wide. And so there are huge difference in configuration. And as you know, a lot of them are spherical, but some are triangular. And, you know, you have to remember that if there are several species, and it's obvious that there are to the people who have been studying these things, then their vehicles don't all look the same any more than you know, the Cadillac looks like a Jeep. So that you have to allow for different configurations and maybe even some significant differences in the technology involved. But just one more reason for finding out who knows what. And there are rumors, as you know, that already the United States has developed craft that looks so much like the visitors that you can't tell them apart. And often said, well, what do they propose to do with them? Are they in fact going to establish, or have they already established a base on the moon, and so on? And then there is the rumor that I wouldn't have taken seriously a year or two ago, that so a few people are even speculating about establishing bases on other planets, where people could escape from Earth if we make it uninhabitable.
Yeah. Elon Musk, who's doing privateering of space, said he's going to retire to Mars.
Yeah, well, I think there are some other people. And I've just read a very interesting book that Paula Harris sent me that was written by Charles Hall. I don't know if you run into Charles Hall.
Yeah, yeah, we've had him on.
And he was indicating that there was exchange between a species of tall whites and the U.S. Air Force way back in the early 60s. And then that was really, I must admit, kind of news to me, because I had thought that it was primarily, if not exclusively, the grays that were working.
The grays.
Yeah. The Air Force and the underground facilities there.
Paul, you mentioned Dr. Michael Wolff. I haven't heard the late Dr. Michael Wolff, we should say.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a lot about him, and you bring him up tonight. He was a staunch believer in ET presence, worked on some of these projects. Do you think he just died? He was young when he died, wasn't he?
Yeah, fairly young. No idea whether it was assisted or not.
Yeah, okay.
You never know.
Yeah, that's where I was headed.
Because one can't point fingers without knowing, and I don't know. Lots of people die young of natural causes, and sometimes people die young of unnatural causes. But he worked with the Grays in the underground facilities there. And he was on the record as saying that he never met a gray that he didn't like. And he also, you know, this is just contrary to what a lot of people are saying. And he was involved and witnessed to some experiments that were very interesting. And then he was the one of the ones, he's not the only one, but he's one of the ones who insists that the exotic fuels had been developed a decade or more ago.